Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Yourself and myself now reporting on afl.com.au, one to watch over the next couple of weeks. Clubs are weighing up now whether to make a move for Melbourne superstar Clayton Oliver in this year's trade period. Oliver obviously has a massive seven-year contract that he signed in the middle of last year that now takes him through to the end of 2030, but he obviously had a very challenging year. He obviously only played 15 games, missed 10 weeks through the middle of the campaign with a hamstring injury, but also that blister on his foot, which became infected.
Yeah, and rival clubs are considering the cost of a trade attempt for Oliver, a four-time Best and Fairest winner with the Demons. It is unclear if he would be open to any move, and there's been absolutely no indication that Melbourne would be willing to part with him either. But this is from the point of view of the rival clubs getting their things in order to see if a play for him is something that they want to proceed with. So it's going to be one to watch over the next couple of weeks.
It certainly will. Plenty more on afl.com.au about that. Don't forget, keep texting in 0419 187 323. Thanks to Imar Insurance, the tradies mate, call 13-IMAR.
We'll be back on afl.com.au as well, the Gettable Live Trade Desk at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which we are now, and also all the latest news in inside trading later today on afl.com.au.
It's been a massive start to the trade period. Plenty of things happening, plenty of more things about to happen, would you say, Kel? There's always something cooking behind the scenes. There's always something happening here, there, and everywhere.